Hello Libra, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 25th and the whole week ahead. There's a lot happening in the sign of Aquarius today, and that's not a bad thing for you. In fact, it's jolly good, because what it means is you get the opportunity to create and do things that you like to do. Highly artistic Saturday, but it's about entertainment and enjoyment too. So wherever you get your fun and you feel fancy free, go for it. Here's your Sunday stars. A huge solar eclipse in the sign of Pisces is big stuff for you, because what it connects with is health and anything to do with matters medical, but also to do with work and business and anything connected with employment. An eclipse means the next 6 months will be crucial to both. You can look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's the sixth house, and the next 6 months concentrate on health and work. And here's your Monday stars. The power that comes through the sign of Aries now means that relationships and partnerships will be the be-all and end-all. There's a lot of very powerful stuff going on. It's highly sexual and full of passion and desire. If that's what's lacking in your life now, then certainly the next few weeks, it will come and impact you from on high. And if you're getting too much of that, then be warned, you're going to need to take a rest and pull back a little. And here's your Tuesday stars. A gentle moon in your seventh house is what's needed. Because the powerful vibes that are happening around you now, very sexual, full of passion, these can be directed in other ways too, because passion can be used not just in a relationship, but perhaps in something creative, something you're working with. And today is all about coming to a decision where you can direct your passions now. Here's your Wednesday stars. Very powerful day for relationships, but it's tender. There's a softness as well as a lot of sexuality. And what it means is if you can find someone in your life that you can work with, you can make sweet music together, certainly in areas of business and employment, because you complement one another. And at the same time, if you are looking for someone to bring into your life, there's certainly a lot of powerful stuff going on now. Powers of attraction. And here's your Thursday stars. If you put the Sun and Neptune together in the sixth house, there's two ways of looking at this. One is to do with health, and so therefore giving yourself a chance to recover from something or to ease pressure and stress and strain. More rest and relaxation would be a good thing. But equally, if you want employment or a job or work that brings out your natural artistic abilities, then the next 6 months is an ideal time to go for it. And here's your Friday stars. Jupiter's link to Uranus is very powerful now. Don't forget Jupiter is moving backwards in your sign, so it's a time for looking back over something and having a second bite of the cherry later on. This is good stuff, and it does mean that you're more dynamic than usual. But it also means that you could get carried away, and that's the important thing now, that you must avoid going hell for leather after something you don't really want. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.